From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. has a warning for Turkey after Turkey moves into Syria. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria Wednesday, a sweeping military offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. Some 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation, Ankara's most significant involvement so far in the five-year Syrian conflict. Hours after heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish and U.S. aerial bombardment of Islamic State targets around Jarablus, Turkey's state-run news agency reported that rebels had captured the nearby IS-held village of Kaklija. One senior U.S. official said the American military is providing Turkish forces with air cover, intelligence, and advisors to assist in the operation. But Turkey's targeting of the Syrian Kurds could put it on track for a confrontation with the U.S. military operations in Syria. Washington considers the Kurdish rebels in Syria to be the most effective fighters against Islamic State jihad, even as Ankara has waged a three-decade fight against Kurds who are seeking an autonomous state in southeastern Turkey. Vice President Joe Biden, who is meeting with top officials in Ankara, told a news conference Wednesday that the U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels must remain east of the Euphrates River in Syria, keeping the forces far from Turkey's border. Biden said they cannot and will not, and under any circumstances, get American support if they do not keep that commitment, period. Syria's foreign ministry condemned Turkey's actions as a violation of its sovereignty. This is VOA News.